This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of internet radio shows or podcasts. This is number 70 in the series for Franklin Matters. Let's take about 10 minutes to review what matters this week as it comes to close with Father's Day here in Franklin, Mass. On June 20th, 2010. Last week, you may have noticed, instead of me doing a new session, I republished the analysis I had done on the split versus single tax rate. I had done that back in December 2009. The topic had come up again during the override discussions, and with so many new readers and listeners, I thought it would be appropriate to bring that piece forward, so I did that last week. The town council held their two budget hearings on June 9th and 10th after the override results were finalized. The budget with all the cuts as discussed was accepted, and the notes will show the meeting results for the 9th and the 10th. They're included in the links. The town council also met this past week on the 16th and approved the transfer of $100,000 from the free cash to cover additional unemployment expenses the town will encounter due to the layoffs of 15 teachers and 3 police dispatchers. There were other personnel cuts, primarily from positions that had been open due to either retirement or folks leaving. And while the positions went unfilled in anticipation of the budget problems, they have now been removed from the roster per the override failure. So I won't go into further in detail of those. That already had been covered, hopefully extensively, during the override discussion. Also of interest during the meeting on the 16th was the analysis of the open meeting law changes that are scheduled to take effect July 1st. Some of the details still remain to be determined, so it'll be interesting to see which way the state proceeds. The intent is to make the town business meetings more accessible and open. The document that Mark Serrell shared with the town council can be found on Franklin Matters, and a link is included in the show notes. There continues to be a great deal of misinformation that is spread around, prevalent in the conversations, particularly in the comment stream for the Franklin articles on the Milford Daily News. So the task, as I see it, remains to continue to share accurate information and encourage its spread. And of particular interest, the Pew Internet and American Life Studies, an American Life Project, published a study that showed, in a poll conducted at the end of last year, meaning 2009, they asked about online connections to communities and neighbors and found that in the 12 months preceding the survey, 22% of all adults, which represented 28% of internet users, signed up to receive alerts about local issues such as traffic, school events, weather warnings, or crime alerts, etc., via email or text messaging. And 20% of all adults, 27% of internet users, used digital tools to talk to their neighbors and keep informed about community issues. So to put those numbers in perspective, assuming Franklin is a model that represents the survey results, while the conversation on the comment streams, in particular on the Milford Daily News and then occasionally here on Franklin Matters, that only represents, as this study shows, about 22% or 1 in 5 people are actually actively engaged in the comments via digital tools around their community. What becomes relevant for our actions, I believe, is their finding that the largest single source of local information was obtained by talking face-to-face. And I've got the specific quotes from their study summary in the notes here. I'll also have the link to the complete report so you can download it and read it at your leisure. But 46% of Americans reported talking face-to-face with neighbors about community issues, and that was the single largest source of where they got their information. So without going into further details on the others, clearly what I see my objective here is to continue to generate the accurate information, and then encourage you to talk to your neighbors so that the information can get spread and counter the misinformation that's out there and still being spread via those face-to-face conversations. I think the battle of the accurate information versus misinformation will be won one conversation at a time. So, having said that much about the past, what does this week ahead look like? Well, the distribution of the new trash and recycle bins is scheduled to be completed this week. As I ran down Chestnut Street on Sunday morning, I saw a few houses where they had been delivered there, but not yet pulled into the yard from the street side or curbside. The planning board meets on Monday, June 21st. Of interest is the continuation of the hearing on the special permit for the Price Chopper proposal, as well as opening a new hearing for the same property. So I would anticipate that what's happening is the original plans are being changed such that they will close that hearing and proposal and open a new one. We'll find out if this analysis is correct. The school committee meets on Tuesday, June 22nd. They will formally accept their budget, which will require the reduction in 15 teachers, and then approve the increases in sports and activity fees as presented during the override discussion, amongst the major items that's on their agenda. The EPA will hold a brief information session on Tuesday at Tri-County regarding the stormwater treatment regulation changes they are proposing, and then immediately following, open a public hearing to take comments on those proposed changes. So, if you're a business in the area and you have more than 2 acres of land, those proposed changes on stormwater treatment will impact you in a dollar fashion of some size, depending upon what you're already doing. I certainly encourage you to become aware of what's going on. And if you feel the need to step up and say something, please, this is the time to do so. Do so now. The Financial Planning Committee is scheduled to meet on Wednesday. I have not found an agenda available for this meeting at this time. A friendly reminder that there is also a poll question open on Franklin Matters until June 25th. It arose from the discussions amongst the comments on the Milford Daily News. The question can be found on the front page of Franklin Matters, and the story behind the question can be found in the link on the notes. So as I close this session this week, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.